The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
Good afternoon. We're here at Tiverton for Tiverton Town versus Bracknell Town in the Southern Premier League. It's been a long drive. It really, really has. Although, to be fair, I mean, it was all right for me, but I just feel sorry for the passengers in the car. I mean, imagine 2.5 hours with me in the car. Goodness gracious. Yes, far too long. But yes, there's quite a few of us here. I think there's about 20 of us, which is great. And ready to cheer on the Robins today. Let's hope we can get a result. After one heck of a drive. But lovely atmosphere. Lovely fans so far, and the sun is really, really beating down. It's going to be another hot one. We're going to have the team news coming out very, very shortly, and of course, that as soon as we get that, that's going to be with you on your podcast, The Unofficial Robins. It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast with me, James Captain Birdseye. The fantastic team sheet has just come out against Tiverton. So we'll give you that now. In goal, we have Grant, Jack Dean at number 2, Ethan Byrne at 3, Richards at 4, Dan Bayliss at 5, George Knight at 6, Abbasgun at 7, Ashley Lodge at 8, Jordan Esprit at 9, 10 Sanders and 11 Captain Mr. Bowman. On the sub bench, 12 Platt, 14 Anthony Cheshire, 15 Scott Rees, 16 Max Herbert, and 17 Connor Lynch. Come on, you Robins. It's half-time here at Tiverton, where Bracknell are currently winning 1-0, so 0-1 at the moment. So great, great results so far for Bracknell Town. And I'm with the fantastic Paul, as Steve's away today. What's your thoughts on the first half so far?
Well, James, to be perfectly honest, you know, we started well. We got a goal, a typical Seb goal after 15 minutes, cutting in from the on his right foot and putting it in the corner. But after that, to be honest, I think we lost our way a little bit. I think that Tiverton started to take control. I think that certainly their midfield tended to dominate in that half. And you know, let's see what happens in the second half. Hopefully we can regain some control.
Yes, absolutely. And there really isn't that much to talk about so far this half, as I say, apart from the goal. Just starting to maybe lose a bit of our way. But hopefully we'll come out in the next half, all guns blazing, and maybe score again, which really would be fantastic. You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. It's full time here at Tiverton Town. I'm with wonderful Paul, and I'm afraid to say it is a 1-1. So it's a point that we've gained here against Tiverton Town. They scored right the way towards the end, did get a red card. Paul, what's your kind of thoughts on the game now? It's final score.
Well, obviously, it is disappointing in so much that, you know, we were still leading going into injury time. They were down to 10 men, so we did feel that we could hang on for the win. However, to be honest, in that second half, Tiverton came out and they pretty much outplayed us in midfield. We created very, very little in that second half. And I think really, at the end of the day, a draw was probably a fair result, although because it was so late, it does feel like a little bit like a defeat.
Yes, absolutely. And we are a bit deflated, but, you know, the team played fantastically. You know, they to get a point away from home, this far away from home, you know, they really should have their heads held up. This isn't a loss. This is still a point. You know, we're still new to this league. That is football. And to take a point away, I think we should be pretty proud of them. We're going to be back with you for the analysis very, very shortly. I'm with the fantastic manager of Bracknell Town, Bobby Wilkinson. Bobby's kindly come up to us. You can see that he's warm. He's lost his voice already. It's maybe a bit disappointing, but to get a point away from home, you know, it's a long way down here, Bobby.
Yeah, it's disappointing because I thought the manner of the goal was a bit disappointing, but I'm not disappointed in my boys. My boys are a credit today to the football club and to wear the badge the way they did. I'm just upset for them a little bit today, but one thing I've learned in football, and I make this very, very clear, don't get greedy.
Yeah.
People get greedy.
Yes.
And then you see experience come through, because when you get greedy, you get punished. Let's not lie, if we all said last night, come down here, get a point, away to Tiverton, keeps my away record intact, you would have took it. We got greedy at the end there because it's the 90th minute, and I understand that. But one thing I got taught very young as a manager, because it's happened to me on many, many occasions, if you start trying to win it at 1-1, you can lose it. And I'm a very, very proud man. I'm upset today because of my players, because they've lost 4 points now, you know, in the 90th minute. But the way we work and the way we are as a team, we have to work the opposition because we're the newcomers. And as you can see, they're all 6'6". They're the land of the giants. They've been in this league for many years, and we've come up to their backyard, scored a wonderful goal. First 15 minutes, we were brilliant. Second 15, final 15, we are lucky to go in 1-0. We hold on for dear life. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's not forget about that. I'm not one of these managers. Yeah, we're unlucky. Listen, you know, and then second half, we had a couple of little chances, but they just look dangerous on set plays. They're very route one, aren't they? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, with the power they've got. And we've coped with it really well. Little Bracknell Town Football Club.
Absolutely.
And we're here competing. And we're going to keep competing. We're going to keep fighting. We'll be back together on Monday. Enjoy the coach journey home. But I just explained to the boys, don't get greedy.
Yeah.
When we've done our 4-game tally, we put down, come here and don't lose. And we decided that as a group, because they're learning from me. You know, we can all say, come here and win. We're just disappointed because of how late it was on.
And yes, the manner. Yeah, absolutely. And I think as fans, it's that feeling, oh, no. But as you say, to come, you know, a long, long way on the coach and so on, and to get a point, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you've got to remember as well, in the first 2 weeks of being in this league, we got two of the worst away journeys. We're still adapting to that. But my lads didn't let anyone down. And guess what? If we'd lost today, I'd still be like this, because my lads give us everything.
Absolutely.
We've got our 20 fans, you know, who are chanting for us, helping us on, and we've wore the badge of pride. And that's all I can ever ask.
Absolutely. Bobby, thank you so much. And we keep going for the wonderful Bracknell Town.
Yeah,
thanks, Bobby.
I'll keep going, I promise you.
You're through. You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. I know you said you're through for a second. Well, I did say you're through. As if I'm doing a phone voicemail, but no, indeed, I'm not today. No, it's very much the unofficial Robins podcast. And I have the fantastic Paul Pom with me on the line. A very good evening to you, Paul.
And a good evening to you, Captain. How the devil are you?
Yes, yes. Well, I'm very good. I'm just honoured to have the presence of a podcaster of your magnitude with me. I mean, I'm absolutely fine. I'm absolutely fine. The fact that the Pomcast is so funny and it, you know, I'm great, great, fantastic. Not even slightly got a green monster at all. Not even slightly, but
I'm learning from the master,
James. Oh,
As if. It's absolutely fantastic. And dear Steve Gaffer-Witty is away this week. So you've kindly said that you will take the reins, which is a good thing, because my football analytic skills are to be desired.
Well, I'll try my best, but obviously, you know, I won't be a patch on the gaffer, of course. He's an expert at these things.
He is. He's been watching Cracknell for a fair few years. That is for sure. So yes, what a game. Mm-hmm. Lot to talk about. I mean, I guess let's start at the start. I guess sort of right at the opening.
Yeah. Well, you know, as has been the case in most, well, all games really so far this year. You know, Bracknell, we got off to a fast start, a good start. Put them under pressure. They struggled a little bit to cope with us. And, yeah, those first sort of 15 minutes, we really sort of gave them a great game and got the goal through Seb. It was a typical Seb goal, of course, cutting in from the left onto his right foot, bent it into the corner. And at that point, you know, we very much looked on top. And even just looking at some of the defenders' faces, you could see them looking at each other thinking, blimey, we've got to put up with this for the whole game.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that just seems to be Bobby's tactic, doesn't it? I think it's just to that pressing for the whole entire game, which, of course, you know, I totally get, because essentially we are the new boys to the league, and we've got to give it to them like that, because otherwise, I mean, they are, you know, they are sort of the bigger, taller, wider. It does make a lot of sense. I think it does,
you know, and it's the way Bobby plays. You know, we know that, and I think we were all expecting to come up against bigger, possibly even stronger teams than us this year. Maybe not as fit as us, because Bobby certainly gets all the players very, very fit.
Yeah.
And certainly we need to rely on not just our ability, but Bobby's way of pressing, hunting in packs, trying to win the ball back as soon as we can, high up the pitch. That's everything that we've been doing. Having said that, you know, they Tiverton on Saturday, they sort of worked us out after the first 20 minutes or so.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I would totally agree with that. I think there was quite a shock, and the way we came out, you know, all guns blazing, and then suddenly it was like, oh, okay, you know, it felt we're in the bigger league here, and they changed and they adapted pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. They started playing the ball long, Route 1 football, really, from sort of 20, 25 minutes in. We struggled from there on in, to be honest, and really, I think, struggled for most of the game to cope with that. We were coping with the long ball. You know, we were dealing with everything. It's just that, the midfield were being bypassed a lot of the time. And Daryl and Lodgy found it really difficult to get on the ball. They worked their socks off, but the ball was being lumped up from the back from Tiverton. We were dealing with it, but it was coming back up again. It was a game of ping pong a lot of the time. So it was a difficult afternoon in the end, I think. But you know, we did deal with everything. That they really didn't create that many chances. I think Granty made a couple of good saves, it was hard work.
It was hard work, and you know, and I think you could see that there was a bit of dejection there. You know, I mean, it's such a long, long way for the players and for the fans, for that matter. I mean, most of us didn't stay, unlike Merthyr, where we did stay over. You know, so to do in the day, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, Paul, but I think I left at sort of about 8 o'clock and was back about 9 o'clock at night. So, you know, it really was a very long day, very enjoyable, but a very long day. And you know, I felt to get a point, it was a pretty fair result, really, I think, in the end.
I think it was. I think it was a fair result on the day, and I suspect that many of us would have been happy with a point before the game. I think if they'd have equalised after, say, 60 minutes, and it ended 1-1, you know, we'd have probably felt that not only was it a good point, that we... Uh, we probably even got away with it a little bit.
It was
just that, you know, that 95th minute equaliser again for the second time this season, which, you know, maybe we just have to learn a little bit on managing the game a bit better.
Well, that's it, and I think you know, with Bobby's interview, which obviously you were here for, I mean, very much that's something that's obviously going to be worked on. I'm quite sure about that, but also it's that don't get greedy, you know, and that was very much, you know, his line. But yeah, they definitely should, you know, hold their heads up for that, you know, to get a point, very away from home sounds, you know,
it was. I think at the end of the day, it was a good point one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they went down to 10 men after about 84 minutes. I think one of their defenders got a second yellow.
Yeah, it was.
At that point, I think we all felt that we'd hold out. It was really just the last gasp, throw the ball into the box by them, and there was a bit of ping pong, and then it went, which was it was a sickener, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, you know,
the guys had worked so hard to keep them at bay.
They did, and you know, it was a very hot day as well.
Yes,
you know, I mean, the thing that we have said many a time is, and you've rightly said, is that fitness level is just fantastic. And, you know, I really hope it stays at that level, because, of course, it's also for the injury factor as well, to prevent injuries and such like. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the way that they have to work throughout that game, I mean, it's exactly.
And obviously we've got a big squad, you know, you can certainly see, you know, the squad rotating as we move into the season more. The way that we play the high pressing game, you know, it's some of the games coming thick and fast. I mean, you know, the games so far have come thick and fast. You know, we're four games in. We've had two of the longest trips we're going to do away.
Yes,
and we're unbeaten. And I actually think that, you know, with two games coming up this weekend, Chesham and Hartley Whitney, if we can get through those two games unbeaten, I think we'd have had a fantastic start, to be honest.
Yeah.
Six games in 3 weeks unbeaten, I think, would be terrific.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I think what just seems really obvious is there's that team cohesion very, very sort of early on, which is wonderful. And of course, just very quickly, before we go, we went and watched the Academy versus Bracknell Town yesterday, didn't we? Was an interesting spectacle, as it were.
It was very interesting. You know, they started off with I think basically anyone who hadn't played on Saturday turned out last night, representing the Bracknell first team against the Academy, and it became clear very quickly that it would be very one-sided if we carried on like that. I think the first team scored two goals in the first 5 minutes, so there were lots of changes,
and they changed keepers round, didn't they?
They swapped keepers.
I was so impressed by Michael Ecott. He was directing the Academy players, because he was their goalkeeper when they swapped, and he was directing them most vociferously.
He was doing a fantastic job, fair play to him. You know, he's not managed to get a game this season so far, but you know, he was thoroughly professional last night, and like you say, he was really helping the Academy lads get through.
And
you know, there was some good players.
There were.
Obviously, by the time it finished, it was entirely Academy players on the pitch, apart from Michael. It's promising. It certainly is. They're obviously young, so you know, they need to build up the strength. They need to get a bit bigger, but they've certainly got the ability. A lot of them.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think, you know, all credit to the Bracknell Academy and the great work that they do. And it will be lovely to go and, you know, see people go through that route. You know, that would be really, really exciting. So we're going to, so we're at home, aren't we, on Saturday?
Yep.
Home to Chesham, indeed. So that's going to be at 3 o'clock at Bracknell Town. And then on the bank holiday Monday, Hartley Whitney. Yes, indeed. I won't be joining you for that one. I'm away for that, unfortunately, but I will be joining you on Saturday. But do not worry, the Unofficial Romans podcast will, of course, be there, as always. And I'm sure, as again, Hartley Whitney, is the podcast going to be coming out as well?
Yeah, the podcast will be coming out tomorrow night for Hartley Whitney. So everything anyone needs to know about our visit there, it's obviously just up the road. Our most local game this year, but I'm sure we can still find a few nuggets for you all to listen to.
Oh, that's brilliant, Paul. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Yes, we needed your expertise. So thank you so much. And of course, we'd love to know what you think of the Unofficial Robins. You can email us really easy. Easy to do. It's at Unofficial Robins on the Twitter and Unofficial Robins Podcast at gmail.com, and find out that you can also see the Anchor links as well, where you can, if on the Anchor app, you can leave us a message, which is all very clever. But we're going to be with you next time, and obviously download the podcast as well. You will definitely enjoy that. And until next time, it's ta-ta from him.
And it's ta-ta from him.
Bye.
Good night.